Just want to get your pulse on first-line therapy, metastatic disease in small cell. It sounds like things are coalescing together. When we do other tumor types, we always talk about the trials using chemo with checkpoint inhibitors in lung cancer, and really it's blazed the trail there, being looked at in a lot of situations. Where are we today right now? What's your first-line therapy for small cell cancer?
I think at this point, with the data from the atezo plus chemo trial showing very statistically significant median survival improvement, hazard ratio of approximately 0.7, I think that'll become the standard first-line treatment once it's FDA approved. The single-agent PD-1 or PD-L1 inhibition doesn't seem to do it in small cell lung cancer. We've seen that with atezo. We heard about the nivo phase III trial, which did not show a survival benefit compared to topotecan. The ipi-nivo combination, we just heard from a press release that in the maintenance setting did not show superiority over placebo or over nivo alone. So I think at this point in small cell, the chemo plus atezo will be the first breakthrough that we will integrate into clinical practice.
So chemo being a taxane?
For small cell, it's etoposide platinum.
I'm sorry, etoposide platinum, right?
Platinum
Okay, great.
With atezolizumab.
I was thinking about squamous. So what about second-line therapy in patients who don't get checkpoint inhibitors first-line? For a while, I was hearing a lot of investigators talk about ipi-nivo in that situation.
That is approved by the NCCN guidelines in the second-line setting based on some single-arm non-randomized trials. What we heard from the CheckMate 451 trial, which was a maintenance trial, nivo versus observation in patients who had completed four cycles of chemotherapy showed no benefit for the nivo-ipi. So I think that brings about the need to reevaluate the role of nivo-ipi more comprehensively.